Running Down Dogma with His Karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show.
Well, folks, this is the time of our show where we lighten things up a little bit and have some musical entertainment usually, or some kind of a funner guest. Is that a real word? Carla Adolph is joining us in studio. She is a Canadian recording artist that many people have come to love and admire over the years. Have a listen to this song from her latest CD.
Down to low, down to low. Sky splits open.
Internationally acclaimed and award-winning singer-songwriter Carla Adolph has just released her latest album. Inspired by witnessing the death of her dear friend's daughter, Honeycomb Tombs is a collection of songs written for people in the midst of grief. Inspiration has also come by personal stories, poetry, and memoirs obtained from audience members and those connected to Carla's online community. Carla delivers a controlled, intimate vocal performance. That's probably a great descriptor of her vocal stylings. And, boy, this is sure to secure her as one of Canada's most versatile and beloved artists. And she's giving away a free digital download of Honeycomb Tombs at her website, carlaadolph.ca. Carla, the first thing that we have to talk to you about is your name.
Okay.
This is your husband's last name that you took.
Yep.
What was your maiden name?
Gavriloff.
Oh, now we know why you took Adolf.
Yeah.
As your is it Adolf or Adolf?
Adolf.
Adolf.
Mm-hmm.
And your whole life you are now cursed with trying to figure out, you know, people trying to figure out what, you know, how to say your name.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm thinking about going down just to Carla or the Carla. Ah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Soon enough, my friends.
How are things in Calgary?
Great. We love living there. It's beautiful. And we live in a small town called High River.
High River.
And it's awesome. We really like it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you from... No, where are you from originally?
We're from Winnipeg. Originally, yeah.
Moving up. So, is that moving up? Okay.
I'm going to not say anything.
What do you miss about Mennonites?
Well, I have a couple that moved near me, so I feel better now.
Feel better?
Caleb moved to be with us, and my best friend Joanne and her Mennonite husband Theo live there now. But what do I miss? You know, they cook really well, those Mennonites.
They do.
It's hard to be in the autumn without a good fall supper.
It's been a few years since you've been here. What the heck has been going on?
Well,
what was the name of that other thing? Is that still
it's
going?
It's called Jacob and Lily.
Yes.
And it's kind of here and there whenever it works out. Caleb is really an amazing designer. He drew the cover for this album. And so he's focusing a lot on his design career right now.
Okay.
But we play together and jam together.
But we're not seeing much of Lily.
No, not these days. That's okay. That's just, you know, that's a photograph of one expression of who I am as an artist. So I'm enjoying being a solo artist right now.
Good, good. Well, let's not procrastinate. Shall we do a song?
Sure.
And let me give the warning to everybody that Carla's got a little laryngitis-y thing happening here. So she might, at some point in the song, slip into like a Janis Joplin thing.
Or it may just go silent.
Or my...
In which case, I'll make a great joke and we'll continue on.
Sure, sure. Because a mime is a good thing to waste.
Yeah, a mime. A mime on radio. Ready, everybody?
What song are we doing? Set it up.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to decide. I'll do this one called Ice Road. It's kind of the metaphor of grief, that if you choose to embrace it and go across, it'll be scary, like going on an ice road, but you'll get to the other side of it faster.
Excellent.
I've been driving down an ice road, baby. I've been driving down an ice road, baby. Glass will get me to you faster, but this storm might end up catching me. Break under the weight in this wind and space. Ooh. Ooh. If I trust you, trust you, will you hold the weight? Ooh. Ooh. Now I'm believing your strength will hold me. The soul to bitter cold, deeper the ice will go. Ooh. Ooh. If I trust you, trust you, will you hold the weight? Oh, and if I trust you, will you get me through?
Carla, I've got to say, I completely forgot how freaking awesome you are.
Thank you.
Completely forgot.
Oh, thanks. That was really not so awesome. I felt sad. I couldn't do more for your friends.
Really?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Well, no.
Everyone gets a cold.
Stop. Yeah, seriously. No, that is just, oh, man.
Thanks.
And it's funny, you know, when you were singing that, I had a bunch of things go through my head. One was... the connection between music and grief. You know, we did a show or a segment one time on our show, Tim, if you remember, where we said, what would be your funeral song? You know, what song would you... Man, did we get response.
That's
holy
cool.
Cow.
Mm-hmm. What was one of your favorite ones? Oops, I asked the question. Sorry.
What was one of my favorite ones?
Yeah.
That people phoned in and said?
It's the fun songs we were...
Yeah. People celebrating.
Yeah. Play
that's
that,
cool.
Play that funky music,
yeah,
white boy,
awesome.
You know, kind of thing.
Sorry, I just needed to know. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Stairway to Heaven or something. Backwards. But the other thing that I was thinking when I was listening to you was you have the – there seems to be a search for your vibe as a song to be licensed on different television shows.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of your tenderness on various shows. Has that happened with you?
Yeah. I had one song featured on the show Heart of Dixie, which was on CW.
Heart of Dixie?
Yeah.
That's a great show.
It was on the pilot. It was the show You Are Mine, or the song You Are Mine from the Chair and Microphone album, and it was right when the lady was giving birth. It was awesome. It was super hilarious.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but it was perfect for the moment. And yeah, I actually have a fun little connection in California, and they receive all my CDs. And
what do you mean a fun little connection? Tell me about your fun little connection.
Well, I can't say exactly who they are, but it's a company that licenses music for places like Twilight or Grey's Anatomy. They're some of their clients.
Yeah.
And so they're just really sweet, and they're very supportive of me, and they let me send them music unsolicited. So that's nice. They're not my agent or anything.
No.
But they're just really friendly towards my music.
So why?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that out of them yet.
I would want to know why. Yeah. So yeah. Payola? Yeah. Nice, Tim.
I don't pay them, but maybe. Yeah, I guess when they get a placement, they get some pay. But, you know, music placement is really important for artists now, because a lot of us have to give away our music for free because that's the trend. With this album, I chose to give it away for free regardless because of the material. I needed it to be free for people that were in grief. But when you get your song done on a music license, then what's great about it is it's some nice pay that you don't have to, you know, get in a vehicle or an airplane to get. And as a mom and as somebody that's trying to make this for your career, it's a wonderful opportunity. So I'm really, really interested in them and thankful for them.
House concerts?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing them?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Just had one last night.
Come on. Where?
I played in Windsor last night.
You were in Windsor last night?
It was great, yeah. I almost fell asleep on the highway driving in today. Yeah. I was so tired.
Something tell me.
It was a good night.
When was the last time you played with Ken Whiteley?
That was in 2008 as well.
It's
may
it's
have been
time
why we were here.
It's time again.
Yeah.
It's time
I'd
again.
Love to. Ken is incredible. Yeah. I've seen him at a few festivals since then, but yeah.
And you do play a lot of festivals. Tell me about the last festival you were at.
I played at a festival called Kaleido Fest in Edmonton 2 weekends ago.
Okay.
It's a street festival for sort of a little more of an inner city neighborhood, and it's really fun. And it's crazy. They have people on stilts and people dancing on like high wires that are attached to buildings. So their dance floor is a building. So it's like a horse. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah,
vertical
I've seen that.
Thing. Deal. So that was fun. And I played with Caleb. It was great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. The one thing I'm not quite sure about, because I apparently didn't do what I was supposed to do, which is a lot of homework, the Emporiums?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I know about this?
The Emporiums is a one-off project that I did with my friend Aaron, who lives in the States. He's an accomplished, very accomplished singer, songwriter, and producer.
Okay.
And we were bored. We had no gigs, and we're good friends. And we're like, let's do an album. So we wrote our songs in 3 nights, and then we recorded in 3 weeks, and it was really fun. I can send you one for sure if you'd like. It's bluesy.
Can you? I would love to hear that.
Sure.
I just went and saw Johnny Lang and Buddy Guy
awesome.
up at Casino Rama,
yeah.
And that was quite a good night.
No kidding. Yeah. Johnny Lang is like top five for me.
Oh, yeah.
He's
we play a lot of his stuff. Actually, quick backstory here. I always tell the story when it comes to Johnny Lang. I didn't know about him, and I have a friend who was a child actress.
Okay.
And she said, oh, you got it here. So she sent me a CD, and I've been a junkie ever since.
Yeah,
I've
amazing.
Been a Johnny junkie.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do another song. And can you, maybe you have one pre-thought out, but can you, if you can change or you just, you know what I want? I want the grievous song you've
oh
got.
Oh, my gosh.
Grievous song. Because here's, I have a lot of empathy in this area for a number of reasons. One, I grew up in the funeral business.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Two, I've done hospital chaplaincy and I've sat with a number of families as they've lost loved ones. And three, I just think it is the freshest, I don't want to use the word exciting, but the most surreal and freshest and exhilarating, and that can mean like negative exhilarating and positive, time of life.
Mm-hmm.
When you are faced with your mortality, all the fluff gets put aside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that you've done an album with
Thank you.
Theme. And I think you should get in cahoots with an organization called Coping.
Okay.
They're a grief support ministry. The founders live near Cambridge here in Ontario.
Cool. Awesome.
And it's a worldwide thing now. I mean, it's a phenomenal deal. That would be a good connection.
Great.
Anyway, sorry.
No, it's awesome.
Lay it on me. What do you got?
I'm going to try singing you something else. Sure you don't want to just play one?
Nope.
Oh, Lordy.
Work it.
Okay, I'll try my best. This is a song called Gray and Silver, and it's I wrote it for my grandpa and sort of any man that is coming to the end of the physical, mental, emotional strength of his life. and how that can be really hard for people, you know, to lose your strength. So I hope you like it. I watch my flowers wilt and wind away. Inside there is a heart tattered and frayed. Summer won't come back, winter just might stay. I wander gray and silver. Two sips of coffee, they're wasted, now they're cold. A glowing ember from flames once so bold. Believing won't come back when our heart is gone so cold. I wander gray and silver.
Again, absolutely fantastic, Carla. You are just stupid gifted.
Thanks.
Just unbelievable. Tell everyone how to get a hold of you and how they can. Because, look, when I first came back to Canada from Australia about 10 years ago, I was under the impression that music, for the most part, sucked in Canada. We did not put out a whole lot of good musicians. And I was under an even stronger opinion that people who had some God stuff going on in their life really sucked at putting out music. And then I found the likes of Ali Matthews or Jacob Moon or you guys, you know, Jacob and Lily and you. And now I've just been turned on to a whole new scene of people that that breathe it instead of perform it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference there for me. And so I want to do whatever I can to get people to follow you.
Thank you. Well, if they want to see me play, I'm playing tonight in Georgetown. It's called Norval United Church, 6:30. Okay. And I'm playing tomorrow in Ingersoll, Bless House Concert. And then tomorrow night I'm playing in Hamilton at St. Paul's Presbyterian at 6:30 as well. Early shows for the old lady. And then they can go to CarlaAdolph.ca, and that's where they can download a free copy of the album. And my name is spelled with a K, so K and a P-H-E on the end of Adolph.
Okay, CarlaAdolph.ca.
Yeah.
Really? You're really giving away this CD?
Digitally, yes. Yeah. If people want a physical copy, I ask them to pay for that because I have to make that. But sure. other than that, the reason is because we raised the money with listener-funded fundraising so that we could give it away. So I had like 130 people give and raise $9,000. And so we could do the whole album, that like the meat of the album, and give it away digitally. Because to give it away digitally is very easy, and it's the trend. And but besides the trend, it was what we had to do for the project. There's just no way I was gonna not do that.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be able to give the physicals away for free too. But you know, it's
no,
just
no,
different.
I get that. All right, the backstory behind the grief in this album.
Mostly, well, they're all stories from people. There's 40 stories that I got, and the main inspiration was the family that lost their daughter, Hadley, who was born without a portion of her brain. And the thing, the key to this was that she could never speak or tell her family about what she was feeling or what she loved or when she was uncomfortable. And so music that day when she was dying was so huge because they would a sort of happier song would come on and they'd all laugh because Hadley loved that song and it usually made her like giggle or kind of squirm a little, or she'd make some of her Hadley noises, which were awesome. And they'd all think about the great times, and then a sadder song would come on and they'd all cry, or then a song about, you know, the Lord would come on, or a hymn, and they'd pray. And it was just incredible. It was such a directive tool. Hmm. And I thought, man, so it's primarily a gift to that family, but a gift to all the people that shared their stories with me so they could have something to just have with
I
them.
Love this. I yeah. love this. Fantastic.
I just got chills.
Yeah, that was – you laid that out quite nicely. I remember seeing a clip, a YouTube clip of this old guy sitting in a wheelchair at a nursing home or whatever. Mm-hmm. And right, did we show this on our show or talk about it on our show? And this lady came up and put headphones on mm-hmm. him, and he was, you know, she talked to him, yeah. "What can you hear?" And he just kind of, you know, just kind of do this and head bowed and not really interactive.
Yeah.
And as soon as the music came on, he was alive.
Aww.
He was alive. It was so. What's that Robin Williams movie?
Awakenings.
Yeah, Awakenings. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to sing along with it.
Beautiful.
Like,
yeah, it was very cool. Anyway, so, yeah.
I love it.
There's a lot of stuff going on here. Carla, we really appreciate it. And thank you so much for stopping into our studio. We'll roll out with one of your songs again. What one do you want Tim to go out with?
I think it's number 9. It's called Mama Wing. And this is the song I wrote for the family from Hadley.
Okay.
Because she can never speak.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. CarlaAdolph.com. That's Carla with a K and A-D-O-L-P-H-E. That's where you want to go for the free digital download of this album and to follow Carla's career. She's given back, so maybe you could give back to her in some cool way. Have her over for a house concert for sure, okay? Yeah, those things are the best. They so are the best. Short break in our show. We'll be right back.
Thank you. years ago, after 5 years of pastoring in Australia, Drew Marshall moved back to Canada and, with absolutely zero broadcasting experience, walked into the studios of Joy 1250 and pitched the idea of hosting a talk show that was different. Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is now listened to by over 100,000 people around southern Ontario and thousands more by Canadians coast to coast. On September 15, 2012, The Drew Marshall Show will start season 10. And as a thank you for putting up with Drew for 10 years, we've decided to cut all advertising costs by 10%. Doesn't matter which plan you're interested in. 1250 specials, 10% off. One-day advertising package, 10% off. Our summer holiday special, 10% off. Or even our 15-week advertising package is now 10% off. To sign up for one of our 10-year anniversary advertising specials, contact us today at drewmarshall.ca.